So the USA's Noah Hoffman had a great day today in Bydestol, Norway. He placed seventh in the men's 15K freestyle individual start. And Noah's coming off a tough training session where he had an operation on his shoulder back in April, and he's worked really hard to get back in shape. And we're going to try and talk to him and see how he's doing. It's a great start for him for the season. And he's got some lofty goals, and we're going to see if we can get him on the phone and chat with the skier from Aspen, Colorado.
Hello?
Hey, is that Noah Hoffman?
Yes.
Noah Hoffman that plays seventh today in Bydestol, Norway?
Yeah, how's it going?
Very good. Very exciting start to the season for you. We're all thrilled to see, you know, your form's there. And, of course, following the shoulder operation back in April. So it's got to give you confidence and make you feel good.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I'm really really happy to be further up the result sheet than yesterday. Today was a super tight race. I kind of ended up on the wrong side of that bubble, honestly. I mean, you know, it was tight all the way around, but I was in a better position with a couple K to go than I finished. And so I would like, you know, there's lessons to be learned from this race, as always. Got to work on my closing for sure. But I'm happy, really happy with how my energy was this weekend. I think my energy was actually very good yesterday. The result just didn't show it. And so I'm happy to kind of have a representative race today and looking forward to starting the World Cup next week.
Yeah, it's always good to have a nice result under your belt. You know, we noticed in the result sheets that you finished five spots ahead of Petter Northug, which is also a nice thing to add to your resume, so to speak.
For sure, but, you know, Petter's the best in the world. He's an amazing skier, and you know he's going to show up next week ready to win. So, nobody's worried about Petter.
Yeah, for sure. It just was one of those things. We all smiled when we saw that,
it's a fun little deal for sure.
So, talk a little bit about, you know, your shoulder. I mean, was there any, have you been feeling like really more or less back to 100%, or is there any residual feeling, or?
I mean, I can find pain if I go look for it. My external rotation is still super limited, and certain exercises in the strength room are either painful or limited, or I'm not cleared to do them. But as far as skiing, it's 100%. I've been able to, you know, to use poles and ski since early July, and everything's been good. So I really feel like it's a non-issue at this point. It's super stable. It's not going to be an issue again. I'm really happy with the way things went.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, you we were all watching to see how it was going to go, and it's you never know with those kind of things. The scene over in Bydestol, is there a little bit of an up to the energy? I mean, given the fact that it's an Olympic year.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's very excited. Of course, I think on our team, there's really a lot of optimism going into this season. We obviously have taken some big steps forward.
Sure.
It's been a long time since there's been an Olympic medal in cross country in the U.S. and the girls are poised to change that, and I'm really, really excited for them. I'm excited to be a part of it, to be able to watch them all season long. I think the guys are coming on as well, but the girls, you know, especially and as a group, have been really impressive.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everybody can see that this is this one of the strongest, if not the strongest, U.S. team that's ever come to the table in an Olympic year. So everything looks focused towards that. And, it's nice to have that, like you said, to be a part of it. And you guys have all worked hard, though, to get where you are. It's never easy. And it's great to see so many of the athletes on the team doing well. I mean, Sadie had a fifth. And
Sadie was very impressive yesterday, and the whole team has been pushing each other. I mean, on the women's side, I would say especially, but really as a whole group, we've done a really nice job of great team dynamics and good positive energy, good work ethic, professionalism, and I think we've all played a part in the success of the team. And then of course, you know, you've got an athlete like Keegan who can go out there and win two World Cup golds in a row to really show the way and to kind of set the gold standard, and we're all so excited to be on a team with her and impressed by what she's done and want to follow in her footsteps.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a real statement. And coming third overall in the World Cup, there was quite a few historic accolades last year. It was getting tough to keep track of them all.
Yeah. It's wonderful. She's incredible, and yeah, I'm excited to know her, excited to be on a team with her, really impressed by what she's done.
Absolutely. So you take a break tomorrow. You're not going to do the sprint, I understand.
Correct. Yep. I'll take, just going to go out for a distance ski. I did a little strength this afternoon. It was a late race, so it was a tight turnaround to strength. I was definitely a little tired in the gym, but it'll be good to get a little bit of a distance ski under my belt tomorrow before a couple days of travel, because we're going to drive to Oslo tomorrow afternoon and then fly on Monday.
Fly out to Kusumo for the first World Cup.
Exactly, yeah.
Excellent. Hey, well, we're looking forward to seeing the sprint tomorrow and seeing some action, some speed, and see how the girls perform. And we want to congratulate you on a great performance today, Noah. It's great to see that you're up to the challenge and the shoulders well. So we wish you all the best for the rest of the season.
Awesome. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. I'll be in touch soon.
Okay, take care.